In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, Amen. Today is the conclusion of the performance of salvation that the Lord has concluded like tonight. And if you are glad and proud that the Lord was incarnate and was born and lived as a simple man during his stay on earth and accepted the crucifixion after entering Jerusalem, and then arose from the dead after being buried in the tomb 3 days, if you are very glad and happy and proud of all of that, actually the happiness is in the top tonight, simply because the Lord not only arose from the dead but also ascended with our body into heavens. And this is the most significant step in the salvation. And let us explain it, because every now and then we explain, but sometimes we forget. Now the Lord took our body from the Virgin Mother of God, likening us in everything except the sin. How? How except the sin? Minya dari oli. Rabbana fi tajassudu khad jasadna wa amal kull haja. زينا بالضبط وخد جسدنا تمام من العذراء ما عدا حاجه واحده انه من غير خطيه. ازاي؟
انه لسه بالروح القدس.
برافو يا رامز. Because he was born from the Holy Spirit, not from a man, so he did not inherit the original sin. So he was born without sin. That's why Satan could not defeat him whatsoever, because he had power over the sin, power over Satan. First, because he's the God. Second, because he's the incarnate God, but not born like everyone before or after him, through man and woman, but through the Holy Spirit in the pure womb of Our Lady. This is number one. Then he lived on the earth 33 years, accepted the crucifixion, because he came for this message. He came with the same body of Adam before knowing the sin. He came like Adam when he himself created him on the sixth day without the original sin. And Adam, when he was created, did not know the sin, did not know mistakes, did not know any bad things. He only knew truth, and he lived in truth until he was betrayed by the serpents. Then, as St. Paul said, as the sin entered into the world through one man, the first Adam, also the salvation came to us through the second man, the second Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord took my flesh, walked on the earth, on the ground, among the people, performing miracles, teaching, healing, feeding, arising the dead, doing many things. And St. John said, if we write all the things that the Lord did during his stay on earth, I don't think that the world will take all the papers, all the written books. Imagine بقى العالم كله ما يكفيش الكتب اللي يكتبوها الحاجات اللي عملها المسيح في 33 سنة. بعد كده, after that, the Lord was crucified to fulfill his promise to Adam from the beginning, was crucified. And arose from the dead, and that's good. Did you hear any miracle the Lord performed after resurrection, except the miracle of fishing, when 7 disciples went to fish and did not catch any fish, but when he came, he asked them to put the net at the right side of the boat, and they took how many? 153 fish. 153 of big fish. Because after resurrection, every fish is counted. After the resurrection, every fish is counted. You are counted after being buried with the Lord and resurrected with him in the baptism and confirmed with the Holy Spirit. You are not dead fish. You are not small fish. You are not bad fish. You are big fish. One among the 153 fish. Until this point, why didn't the Lord perform any miracle between resurrection and ascension? Because there is no need. No need for that. He already proved his power during the 33 years and then sealed that by his burial, death, burial, and crucifixion, and resurrection from the dead. So the Bible did not mention any miracle happened after the resurrection. But was the resurrection of the Lord the last step in his salvation? No. It wasn't the last step of his salvation. What was the last step of his salvation? Ascension into heaven. Why? Because the body of resurrection must not live forever on earth. The body who took the power of resurrection is not supposed to live forever on earth. So what he did, he took my body from the Mother of God. He resurrected this body, giving it the power of resurrection, and ascended into heavens. As we say in the Creed, he resurrected from the dead, or he arose from the dead, and sitting at the right. What does it mean? What is the difference between the Father and the Son that we say in the Creed that he is sitting at the right hand, or at the right of his Father? Is his Father sitting on a chair and then the Son sitting on a chair beside him? Do you imagine that? Do not even think that the Father is sitting on a throne and the Son is sitting beside him on the right hand of his Father. No. Why? Because the Father is unlimited and the Son is unlimited and the Holy Spirit is unlimited. There is no place, single millimeter in the whole world without God. God means Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then what does it mean? He's sitting at the right hand of his Father. He took my body and he placed my body on the blessed place, which was symbolizing the right hand of his Father. This is the meaning. That's why today is the happiest day in the history of mankind. Completely. Why? Because my body now, through the body of Jesus Christ, is in heavens. My body now is at the right hand of the power. My body now is in the very blessed place in heavens. You understand that? That's why the Lord, in St. John, he was speaking to his disciples. He said, I'm going up to prepare a mansion for you. And when I prepare a mansion for you, I will come back and take you with me. That, as I am, so you are. أنا ماضي قال كده المسيح أنا ماضي لأعد لكم مكان حتى حيثما أكون أنا تكونون أنتم أيضا حتى يدلنا مكان إزاي قال بالجسد اللي أنا خدته من العذراء ده وديته قوة قيامة أحطه في السماء فمن خلال جسدي أي واحد فيكم اللي أخذ جسد القيامة بالمعمودية يحافظ على هذا الجسد له مكان معايا هناك فوق عشان كده النهاردة هو أسعد يوم في تاريخ البشرية ليه؟ لأنه زي ما آدم اتطرد يا عيني زمان من آلاف السنين من الجنة لا ده دلوقتي الإنسان الجديد من خلال المسيح يسوع ها بقى مش في الجنة ده بقى له مكان فين؟ ملكوت السماوات مسكين بقى الإنسان اللي بعد ما ياخد قوة القيامة يرميها على الأرض يضيع مسكين الإنسان اللي بعد ما أخذ السلطان على إبليس إنه يرجع يستعبد له تاني Who is the man who after being blessed by the body of resurrection through the baptism and the confirmation to throw out, to neglect it, to ignore it, to lose it. When I lose the body of resurrection, I will lose heavens. When I imitate the people who are not resurrected with me, I will not be worthy for heavens. That's why today is the happiest day in our life. The ascension is not least than the resurrection. Because without the ascension, we don't have any place in heavens. Yes, with the resurrection, we are buried and resurrected with God in the baptism and confirmed with the Holy Spirit in the Maron. But if I do not keep this new nature, the new birth from above, through water and spirit, then no heavens for me. No eternal life with me, for me. No Jerusalem for me. And look, what beautiful is the first verse of the Gospel of tonight. I will say it in English and then in Arabic. You will hear. Now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received up, to be received up. How? By my body. He did not need to go up because he is up. Yeah. Up and down and everywhere. But he received henna means my body. To take my body up. This is the meaning. That's why he said, for him to be received up, that he steadfastly, listen, set his face to go to to Jerusalem and sent messengers before his face, and as they went, they entered the village of Samaritans to prepare for him, but they did not receive him. Why? There was a reason. Why? Because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem. هقولها بقى بالعربي. بيقول ايه؟ ولما جاء الوقت لارتفاعه الى السماء. طبعا ربنا ما قدرش اقول ان المسيح ارتفع للسماء. الله موجود فوق وتحت وفي كل مكان. فيش حتة ربنا مش موجود فيه. ده موجود في كل حتة. مجده مجد الايه؟ ملء السماء والارض. مش كده؟ لكن جات الوقت لارتفاعه، يعني لانه ياخد الجسد بقى بتاعي بعد ما اداله قوة القيامة ويرفعه للايه؟ للسماء. هو رايح حط وشه ناحية مين؟ اورشليم. طب ايه حكاية السامريين دول؟ السامريين بقى مدام واحد داخل السامرة كده اورشليم كده، وهو عايز يدخل. مدام واحد داخل السامرة ومدي وشه لاورشليم، السامريين يقفلوها في وشه. ممنوع. لازم يكون مدي وشه للايه؟ للسامرة. عشان كده بيقول لك ايه؟ ما رضيوش يفتحوا له. ليه؟ لانه كان موجه وجهه الى فهمت الحته دي؟ بنقراها كتير بس مش بناخد بالنا من معناها. وتزت مين؟ السامريتان دول عباره عن ايه؟ باد ميكستشر ما بين الوثنيين واليهود. عشان كده اليهود كانوا يحتقروهم. ولما المسيح حب يخلص منهم ناس عشان يثبت ان هو مسيح العالم كله، راح مخصوص ودخل السامرة من باب الخاطئة، من باب السامرية الخاطئة. راح ما قدرش يدخل على البلد، قعد عند بير يعقوب ودخلت المرأة السامرية وخلصها، وبقت السامرية مبشرة للسامرة وفتحوا لهم الأبواب. بس كان قاعد على ايه؟ بير يعقوب. ما كانش لسه موجه وجهه الى أورشليم. الكلام ده في يوحنا 4، لكن بعد كده قدام بقى في لقى 9 بقى قبل الصليب حاجة بسيطة ابتدى يوجه وجهه لأورشليم. هي الحقيقة مش لأورشليم الأرضية، هي لأورشليم الايه؟ this is the meaning. He was not steadfastly set up his face to Jerusalem on earth, but to the heavenly Jerusalem with my body. And this is the meaning of ascension. The meaning of ascension is the resurrected body must set up steadfastly to Jerusalem, not to Samaritan. Why? Because Samaritan is to mix between world and God. And there is no mix between God and world. No mix between light and darkness. No mix between bad and good. No mix between righteousness and wickedness. No mix. That's why every one of us tonight must be very happy. Every one of us must know and be sure that his place is booked. Already our Lord Jesus Christ went up into heavens to book a mansion for every one of us, to book a chair, to book a throne, to book a place, to book whatever, but to book for you a special place in the heavenly Jerusalem. Just one condition. Set up your face steadfastly towards not Samaritan. Not Samaria. الشرط الوحيد اللي المسيح طلبه مننا بعد ما تعمدنا واخدنا قوة القيامة في حياتنا ان وجوهنا تبقى متجهة ناحية ايه؟ اورشليم السمائية. سيبك من القدس، القدس حلوة كل حاجة، بس لا، ما احنا عندنا قدس الأقداس اهو، هولي فوليس هنا عندنا. رحنا القدس ما رحناش القدس، مش دي المشكلة. لكن وجه وجهك الى بس. لو حطيت وشك، افكارك، اعمالك، حواسك، حياتك، مستقبلك، اهتماماتك، عواطفك، علاقاتك مع الناس كلها according in your face متجه الى أورشليم تطلع فوق تلاقي المكان مستنيك، تلاقي المكان مستني، الملاك ياخدك من ايدك يقول لك ده المكان اللي يسوع حجزه لك من الاف السنين وربما من ملايين السنين اللي الدنيا عاشت. احنا مش هنعيش ملايين، ما هو يجي الاول احنا نروح له، لكن المهم هيجي يقول لك تعالى اقعد هنا، ده مكانك، هو ده مكانك. واحد كان بعيد قوي عن ربنا وبعدين ربنا حب يفتقده بكده. There was a young man. He was 28 years old and he was very bad. And then the Lord wanted to have mercy on him. Then he let him have a serious disease. You know, the disease of paradise, the sickness of paradise. And he was completely changing his life after this sickness. He asked the priest to come and his life changed 100% from the very bad life to be like a saint. Few days before his death, he saw a dream. And he saw as if he died. And then the Mother of God was taking him from his hand, showing him in heavens the saints sitting on chairs. Here is Saint Anthony, here is Saint Shenouda, here is Saint Macarius, here is Saint Damiana. He was walking with her until they found an empty chair, free chair. And he asked, "Whose is that?" She said, "It's yours. You will come in a few days to take this chair." And after 3 days of this dream, he departed into heavens. And he sat on the chair that was booked from God. The ascension means the body of resurrection that you have received. You have received in the baptism must be kept. طب واحد يقول لي طب ما احنا why should we struggle بقى؟ يعني ربنا قام بجسد القيامة خلاص، واحنا كمان نقوم بجسد القيامة. ما احنا لو قمنا بجسد القيامة وطلعنا من المعمودية على طول وربنا خدنا من غير خطية من غير حاجة خلاص هنطلع. But we have to prove that we already accept the salvation, accept the power of the resurrection in our life. That's why tonight is one of the happiest day in the history of the world entirely. Today means you have seat in heavens through the ascension of the resurrected body of our Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. احنا فرحانين بهذه الليلة، ليلة جميلة ورائعة، لأنها معناها إننا وإنت لنا مكان في السماء. اوعى تضيعه، اوعى يضيع منك، ما يضيعش منك عشان لذة ولا عشان قرشين ولا عشان مادية ولا علشان أي اعتبار آخر، أي consideration. Don't lose this chance and don't lose your seat that was booked from. يعني أنا عايز أقول إيه، not only after resurrection، يعني ربنا ما عندوش ماضي وحاضر ومستقبل. Your seat is booked before you were created, before even the creation of Adam and Eve. Because the Lord doesn't have past, present and future. إحنا اللي عندنا but He doesn't have. We have but He doesn't have. ربنا يدينا كل نعمة وكل بركة. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. وأختم بآية واحدة قالها بولس الرسول، قال إيه؟ وأقامنا معه. برافو عليك، فهمتوا الآية بقى دلوقتي بعد الشرح ده كل اللي قلناه؟ فهمتوا الآية يعني إيه معناها أقامنا معه وإيه بس خلاص؟ فأنت جالس بقى معاه، السماوات ما تنزلش تاني للإيه الأرضيات. ربنا المجد الدائم للأبد أمين.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. سلام الرب يكون معكم. سنة طيبين.